Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
I had my first old man moment not that long ago. I was performing at Stanford, not that far from here. It was just about to be the 30th anniversary of my favorite movie, Back to the Future. 30th anniversary. Amazing movie, one of the best movies of all time. Everyone's seen it, everyone loves it. And as I was kind of describing, like, hey, are you guys excited about Back to the Future? Quiet. Nothing. They just got really weird. Do you understand? That'd be like when I was in college, if some creepy old guy was on stage going, Gone with the Wind was the greatest damn movie in the history of entertainment. Too far up your own butts to know anything.
Chris Hardwick, At Midnight, Fun, Comfortable. He's a funny dude. By the way, I'll give you $1 million if you can tell me how old Chris Hardwick is before I say hello to him.
25.
What is the deal, Chris? Do you moisturize? What's the story? How do you look so good?
I moisturize. You know, I lead a boring social life. I don't drink. I eat fairly healthy. I exercise a few times a week. It's not there's not anything that crazy about it. It's ridiculous how not ridiculous my life is.
Chris is 86 years old.
86.
Sounds
yeah.
good.
Yeah, he looks fantastic.
Oh boy, you know, I could tell you some Taft stories.
Fun, Comfortable. Comedy Central will be happy to show it to you again and again and again. How long were you writing it before you did it?
The tour was a few years. I mean, so I guess maybe around 2012, I did the last special, and then after that, I took several months off, and then in 2013, I started again. So it was about 3 years.
People don't get it. They don't get how hard it is. They don't get that, you know, and look, it's not coal mining. I understand. But you go out, you get on the road, you try the stuff in clubs or various places, try some stuff on TV in your case, take something out, put it in, nuance it. There's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, it doesn't just come out of your head preformed.
Right.
The audience in your head isn't always reliable. So you have to, you know, it's because it's about forming a relationship with an audience and, you know, how do you find those things that somehow transcend, you know, cultural differences and regional differences and still, like, you know, wherever I go, this joke kind of works. So it just takes time. It takes a lot of time to find that.
It takes a lot of people who have had the two-drink minimum looking at you and going, oh, that wasn't funny.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I thought this was supposed to be funny. This wasn't funny. And then you got to go back and figure out how to make it funny.
Now, speaking of funny, At Midnight with Chris Hardwick may be the most popular show you haven't stayed up late enough to see yet. And I'm highly recommending you do it or you DVR it. Did you have any idea how big this thing would blow up?
No. I mean, when we were developing the show and we did it live a bunch in L.A. just to kind of work out the kinks. And from the very first time we did it live, there was an explosive energy in the room, and we thought, oh, my God, maybe this was a fluke, but it feels like there's something here. But at the core, you know, it's just me and my friends who are comedians making inappropriate jokes about the Internet. Like, that's it, and it's really fun. And it's kind of like, you know, there's a ton of British panel shows that have similar formats, so it's sort of like that. But we don't really do much of it in America.
Yeah, but you hook a game show in, too, so you got that going for you.
Yeah, the game show part's great because it always means, I mean, I would say At Midnight probably has the highest joke per minute ratio of any television
mm-hmm.
show.
I'd agree with that.
And, you know, the only downside of that sometimes is that we don't get to, you know, like on The Daily Show or Wilmore or, you know, Colbert, they do have time to build longer arcs about things, or John Oliver. So we don't really have time to do that necessarily. But I do think that, you know, the high joke ratio is pretty key.
No, it's working. Chris Hardwick, At Midnight with Chris Hardwick. And here's how you know a show is starting to happen: when all your friends, in quotes, because they're show business friends, all your friends start calling and going, hey, can I get on? Right? I mean, you're getting those calls.
Yeah, or you meet people and for whatever reason, they're like, hey, how come I've never been on your show? And uh-huh. they seem kind of upset. And you're like, oh, it's not, I don't know, it was just an oversight. I promise we'll get you on.
That's kind of
a nice place to be. Because, I've worked on enough stuff where people did not want to come on. So, I'm very appreciative.
I don't know who you have in your life. It's Sandberg on this show. The person that you have to have in your life or in your company that says no. Is that your producer, your manager? Who does that for you?
My manager, Alex, is a pretty great guy, and he doesn't do things that are motivated by money. He does things that are sort of like what's best career-wise, and
right.
you know, like, what do you want to do, and how do we kind of build this? And so, you know, we turned down a lot of stuff, and I think most other people would go, no, you got to do that. But he's really the guy with the level head.
I think I know your manager. What's Alex's last name?
Murray, Alex Murray.
Oh yeah, he handles tons. Yeah,
he's a great guy.
He handles some of the best comics in the business.
He really does. Yeah, he's got Jim Gaffigan, you know, which, you know, Gaffigan's a.
He's a pal. Yeah, he's a pal of ours. He also handles one of the funniest guys out there today, Wolf Blitzer. Do you know Wolf?
I've heard of him.
Like, Wolf is, you know, the Situation Room is the most underrated comedy show.
It is this year. Andrea, say hi to Chris.
Hey, Chris, on behalf of my godchildren, you can never give up Sanjay and Craig.
Oh.
I'm hooked on it now.
Okay, I don't know if we're doing that many more, but it'll air forever. They'll run them forever.
On their behalf, of course, wink, wink. I love that show.
Tell them that it's never going to end.
You can't believe you get away with it, the stuff that you guys get away with on that.
Well, the cool thing about Sanjay and Craig, right, there's jokes for you and the kids think it's for them.
Oh, that's what I mean.
Yeah, there's some pretty crazy stuff that they do that I'm surprised get in the show. And then there's just, like, weird stuff, like, in every episode, somewhere in the background, they draw a pickle. In every episode, there
it's
are
true.
Pickles in every episode. In a painting or in wallpaper. It's such a strange, wonderful, you know, like, it's one of those shows like Adventure Time where you're like, it's for kids and hipsters who are smoking weed.
It's great to act like you're 12.
Neither of which we're doing with the kids, by the way.
Sanjay and Craig.
No, of course not.
Right.
Sanjay and Craig runs on Nickelodeon all the time. By the way, if you want to get into show business, get into kids' entertainment. You know who's making all the money? Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm.
Nickelodeon's never made more money. They make more money now than they did years ago.
Yeah, what's that other show? It's after Sanjay and Craig. Pickle, Banana, Rabbit. You know that one? That's pretty risque, too.
Is it called Pickle Banana Rabbit?
I'm not kidding you. Yeah, it's called, like, Pickle Banana something something.
A couple of things. You need to get out of the house.
I know. I'm watching the kids too much.
Are you sure you didn't just see a bowl of fruit on a table and think it was a show?
It was my pre-festivities before Sanjay and Craig.
Well, you're working way too hard. You got every possible show going. It doesn't look like you've turned down an acting gig recently. Take a break, Hardwick. You're working too hard.
I know. I just, you know, the opportunities when you're a performer, you know, I've 8 years of my career, I couldn't get work at all. And so then when people are like, do you want to do this really cool thing? You're, well, of course I do.
Exactly.
Why wouldn't I, you know? So it's really just, you never know when the opportunities are going to stop.
Yeah, and you need to say yes at the right time. Fun Comfortable is the new special on Comedy Central. You can get that on demand as well. And the show that Andrea was referencing is called what?
Pig, Goat, Banana, Cricket.
Of course it
I'm
is.
I'm not kidding you guys.
Of course it is.
It sounds like you just had a stroke. Are you all right?
Help me, Chris.
And the host of At Midnight. Chris, where do we find you on social media?
Hardwick, at Hardwick on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And then Fun Comfortable is out today on iTunes.
All right. The CEO of Nerdist Industries. And follow him and consume Chris's stuff because he's funny. Thanks, bud. I appreciate you being on.
Thanks, man.
Chris Hardwick.